ministry. Hear the roar of the lion coming stronger in your churches.
Amen.
Globally. That is what's been really the roar of the lion.
That was on my phone. I just played it.
Cool.
Prof, I heard some more stuff, but I didn't share. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Marcia.
No, that's fine. You can go first. It's fine.
No. I didn't see Prof. E's back on. I was just playing from a cell phone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You want to share anything, Stu?
No, Prof.
Okay. Marcia?
I wasn't too sure if I should share because I wasn't too sure if I heard it, and I looked up the number 9 and I realised, yes, I need to share. I strongly heard the number 9. Then I also heard Psalms chapter 9 and 9 days of consecration. So I looked up the meaning of number 9 biblically, and it says, the biblical numerology of number 9 is the finality or the judgment. It is generally when at the time of judging a person in his works. Also, number 9 is used to define the perfect movement of God. The biblical number 9 is also a number of patience. And then Psalms 9 says prayer and thanksgiving for the Lord's righteous judgments. Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I heard. And then the final thing, Prof, I was going to say was, you know, you said you didn't know why God was saying to you that we must not allow anyone to lay hands on us and prophesy in our lives?
I didn't say no. Sorry.
I meant that you said we have to test the spirit.
Yeah.
Well, I like to tell you in private. I'm only saying this part in public because I wanted to confirm that what Cobb was sharing with you was correct, because something like that happened to me recently. But because I don't want to obviously discredit or disrespect any leaders, can I speak to you privately about it, please?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And that's it.
Okay. Karine, you didn't see anything.
Hi. No, Prof. Actually, I did. I did. I just. I saw the Father looking from heaven down to earth while Kirsten were ministering, and then when you started roaring, I saw his piercing eyes, and there's a scripture in Isaiah that says that he's looking to and fro the earth for a people who's ready to go. And as this was happening, I saw his left hand, which is hidden. Scripture says that his left hand is operating in the hidden things. And I saw his left hand coming around the earth. And as the earth was spinning, the hand was touching various areas of the earth. And where the hand was touching, there was fire. And this fire was a two-edged thing. It was reviving people, and it was also bringing confusion and bringing pain and difficulty. But in that whole process, it brought people who had become numb and cold and desensitized, and people who wasn't sold out for him, they got revived again. So the fire was searching for the people who's dead, and it reignited them. And as it reignited them, I saw ranks, I saw positions, and I saw people. And the scripture that came to mind was that he chose the 12 who the world frowned upon. So there's leaders that God's raising up as Samuels, as Davids, as Elijahs, whom the world has frowned upon, whom the world has spit out. And God says those are exactly the ones. And as that was happening, I heard the sound, and the scripture that's coming to mind is like the sound of a great rushing water, like thunder, like lightning, when God appeared on Mount Sinai. And there was lightning and thunder. Sorry?
Amen.
I said, amen.
Oh, and that's going to manifest now. We're going to see physical manifestations of God, of His glory, of His presence, and the true sons of God.
Because, Karin, let this be the last time you see something and you don't share, no?
Yes, Prof.
Natalia. That's you,
no,
Natalia.
Prof, I never received anything.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good night's sleep, everybody. Well done, Kirsten Chi.
Good night. God bless.
Good night, Prof. Bye. Bye, guys.
Kirsten Chi.
Bye.
Kirsten Chi.
Night, everybody.
Night.
Kirsten Chi.
Bye.
Rita.